Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, we thank you so very much. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. Our listening audience is growing, and it's all because of you. For our first-time listeners, we want to welcome you to Issues Concerning Women, where we focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize homes and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So thank you once again for tuning in to the broadcast. And I know that it has been a chilly day in Hampton Roads. I don't know where you are, but it was extremely cold overnight here. And so I hope wherever you are enjoying some good weather. The good thing is it wasn't raining. It was just cold. And so it was a little bit of a drop in temperature. And what we're not used to in Hampton Roads, because for me, normally I go through the whole winter until like maybe January or February without wearing a coat. But today was one of those chilly days where you actually had to wrap up and be prepared for the hawk because it was out there. So I wanted to just share a couple of things with you tonight, and I wanted to let you know that for this reason, everything that we do here is because of you. We do the broadcast because of you. We do the broadcast because it has been ordained for us to do it. And just wanted to share that with you and to let you know that we really, really appreciate you. One thing that I know for certain is that even in these changing times, that God keeps his promises to us. And if he has promised you anything, then you just hold on because he is a promise keeper. I am so thankful for so many things, and that's what I want to talk a little bit about tonight. What are you thankful for? What has been so amazing through this time of the pandemic is how people have come together, unified, and using their abilities and their skills to move forward in this ever-changing economy. It has been devastating for some. We don't take it lightly. We know so many people have lost their lives, over 250,000 in the United States alone, which is so very sad and something that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime. For some of the other countries overseas, wearing a mask is something that they always have done, but for us, this is something that's really, really new. So I would encourage you, I know that it's uncomfortable. I know for some people it's hard to breathe in a mask. Some people, it irritates your skin. For others, you're just in defiance and you just don't want to do it. But whatever your stance is on wearing a mask, I would ask that you do that, not just to protect yourself, but to protect others. We want to be obedient. And we want to follow the rules. And I know for some people it's really hard to do that because we live in a society where we're all adults, most of us here on the broadcast. We do have children. And the one thing that I want to say to you is that your children are watching you, and your children normally are mirror images of you. So whatever you do, trust and believe that your children are watching you. So without further ado, I want to bring my good friend on the broadcast, Veronica McMillan. How are you this evening, Veronica?
Hey, Francine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I started out talking about how thankful we are for our broadcast, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight a little bit. And so I did mention that I never thought that we would be in this situation where we are right now, where we are in the pandemic, we have to wear masks, and some people are still being defiant. Some people don't want to do it for whatever reason. But I am just thankful that we are still here. There have been 250,000 people that are not here with us anymore because of this pandemic, and people are dying every single day. We know that's a part of living is and passing away is a part of that. But we don't want to be so defiant or so unwilling to make a change that it affects those that we care about. So, Veronica, if you don't mind, please share with our audience some of the things that you are thankful for as we go into this Thanksgiving season. We know that it's a lot going on, but we just have to look at the brighter side of things sometimes.
That's such a great opener for the program. I'm just thankful for, first of all, breath. I'm thankful for friends and family. I'm thankful for being able to have a house and bills paid and food. And because I was just thinking about this the other day, Francine. It was, you know, I think it was last night when it got real chilly. And I was saying, where do people go to, you know, who doesn't have a place to lay their head or what have you, who are homeless or what have you. So I'm just really thankful for, first of all, those basic things that we take so for granted, and then just being able to be COVID free, you know what I mean, to be able to not have the virus and family members. I've had a couple of family members who come down, but they've come out of it, thank God. So I'm just thankful for that, Francine. And, of course, what we do, being able to reach out to the community, to impact the community, and congratulations to you, my friend, for being one of the honorees for the Exemplar Award. And it's high time that you got it. But I definitely want to say that. So that's what I'm thankful for, Francine.
Absolutely. And thank you, my friend. And, you know, I wasn't expecting it, so it was a total surprise. And any time that we do what we do, Veronica knows me very well, is not to receive any accolades or any awards, but it is also nice to be thought of in that way. And I really appreciate the Exemplary Award, which was presented by Hampton Roads Gazette. And I believe that all that we do, we never know who's watching, but we always try to do our best. And I was talking about that on yesterday on the other broadcast. We don't always get it right, but if you do the best that you can, regardless of whether anybody is watching or not, then you have everything to be proud of, as I am so grateful that I have Veronica as my friend and as my partner in crime, as we say, and even though we're not committing any crime, so don't nobody call us, but we'll be there. It's just a term. But I'm so thankful for my family, good friends like Veronica, for those people that my life affects that I never, ever know about, because we won't know until we get to those pearly gates. But everything that we do, Veronica, and you know this to be true, is to serve. It's to serve others. That's why you have the nonprofit. That's why I have the business. It's because we are servant leaders, and it takes a lot sometimes to just sit back and look at where we are and just not take it for granted and just to be thankful, because I'm truly thankful for everything. I'm thankful for the award. I don't take it lightly. I truly appreciate it. And I'm also thankful for the ability to use the gifts that God has given me to serve the community. So again, Veronica, I thank you for being my friend and being my partner here. And I couldn't do this half of what I do without you, and we locked arms a long time ago, and we said we would go in it together, and we have. We haven't changed our course not one bit I don't care if it's a pandemic. It can be a hurricane.
Right.
It can be a snowstorm.
Yeah.
It can be a flood. It can be whatever it wants to be. You and I made a commitment to each other. We're accountable to each other. And I thank God for that, because a lot of people don't even know what I'm talking about. They were like, what does she mean?
Yeah.
You know? So I'm so thankful for that. And thankful for just what you said, for our shelter. That's so important to have a home. And again, last night it was cold, and you do think about where those people go, and that's my prayer. Oftentimes, every Sunday, I pray for the homeless when I'm on the other broadcast, because I know that it's not always something that they can do. It's their situation.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to think of things. And when we look at people who go out and live outside, you have to always know that there's something that drove them to that point. And whatever that was, it's so sad when you really think about it, because it could have been a family situation or a work situation. It could have been so many things. And a lot of these people who are homeless are geniuses. They have so many gifts and talents, but they have no way of expressing them. And so they go within themselves, which is, I know, a really, really dark place. And Veronica and I always talk about this, the mental health issues and things that go on with people. And we are here to help. So I'm not, again, playing it down. It is a serious, serious problem here in Hampton Roads and all over the United States. And even now in the pandemic, your heart just goes out to those who are less fortunate. So we have to be thankful just even for our breath. And so I know this is kind of deep, but, you know, this is deep, but, and I'm getting chills just thinking about it. But we have to talk about it, because it is an issue for our society, and it's not going to go away. And I believe it's just going to get worse with people living in their cars and not having anywhere to go. We cannot rely on government, and they have been really wonderful about whatever programs they have in place, the rent program, because you know that's out there, and PPP and EBT and ABC and whatever else they've got going on. But we still have a problem in our society with people being shoved aside and having nowhere to go. And so, didn't know this was going to go this way, but hey, this is what it is. And I just want to let our audience know that we are thankful for them as well. And so we really appreciate them coming on with us every Thursday. And our numbers are growing again, Veronica. You know, I had to tell you that. I wanted to share that with you. Our numbers are growing again. And so we thank our listening audience for taking the time Thursday nights to come hang out with us. And so we know that Thanksgiving is coming. So, let's talk about that for a minute, and then we're going to talk about your upcoming program, Veronica. So what are you doing different this year, Veronica, that you have not done in the past, or are you just going to do the same thing you've always done?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is that we're going to give away some turkeys this year for the Road Ministry. We're going to get about 10 turkeys, and we're going to give those away. And then, can you hear me okay? And then my husband
Absolutely.
And I, you know, we don't, you know, it's two of us. And, you know, a turkey is just too much. You know what I mean? We were sitting there talking about that the other day. A simple meal, not anything big, being very thankful and intentional about the fact that we are so blessed. And not forgetting the fact that, you know, we have, and you and I have said this, you and I have been more blessed in the pandemic than we probably were in the last 6 months.
Absolutely.
It's just a blessing to be able to say that. And we don't take that lightly, because we know what it means to grind. And we know what it means to continue to just keep hanging in there until the change comes. But just to be able to talk on a radio program, because I was just, you know, today I was like, today has been a stressful day for me. I got running around doing all these kinds of things. And that's what I always do. You end up getting, you know, you bite off more than you can chew, but you make it happen. You know what I mean? And then you come back and you're like, God, thank you so much for a moment to breathe and a moment to talk it out. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to distribute turkey Saturday. So if you know anybody that needs a turkey, Francine, let me know. And then we're going to you know, just do the usual. I'll probably bake a pie or something and maybe get a pan and some greens and, you know, the normal thing. But we're not going to be doing any visiting with the family or anything because I'm going to Atlanta to see my youngest son in December. So that's sort of kind of where we are.
Well, wonderful. And again, thank you for your roadside ministry. I know that it's something that's been on your heart, you and your husband, and you've been doing a wonderful job, and I appreciate that, as I'm sure all of the people that get to drive by without any, you know, recourse. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to qualify for it or anything like that. Just
drive by. Yeah.
And get it. It's available to them. And I put something out yesterday. And we normally, my husband and I, we do a few families, do a basket, you know, with the turkey and the stuffing and all of that. And we'll continue to do that this year. So if you know a family that needs, we haven't picked, I do know one, so we may do one or two other ones. So we usually do no more than four because. You know, it's we can't
that's your capacity.
Go and be and doing a whole bunch. We were hoping to partner with some other nonprofits this year that just didn't work out, but it's okay. We're going to do what we're going to do, and we were going to do it anyway, so it didn't matter if they partnered with us or not.
Right.
So we are going to do that, and we do that every year, and it's not something again that we take lightly because we are so blessed, and we know that these blessings, you know, are from above, and so we have to give that to the community because we know how important it is, and so we're going to do that, and we always cook. My husband and I cook. That has not changed. We've been together over 30 years. I get in the kitchen the night before, early in the morning, and do my part. We call it cooking together, but really I cook first and then I let him take the kitchen. I let him do his thing in the kitchen. He's a master with the collard greens and what he does in there. And I'm usually finishing, and I'll finish up with whatever rolls or bread we're going to have or dessert. And so we will continue to do that. Our son is here. We're thankful for that. I oftentimes joke with him, you know, when he moved out, we missed him. But it was just my husband and I. But him being here, I'm so glad he's here during this time, Veronica, because I know where he is, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that he's taken care of and all of that good stuff, and that's important to me, and I'm so thankful for that. So that's what we would do. We would continue to do what we do. And we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to open the line up. Normally I don't do this because, you know, we never know, but we're going to see who we got tonight, Veronica. So,
okay. Wonderful.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
How everybody doing?
We doing fine, sir. How are you? And your name, please.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Alameen Muhammad.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from out of Texas right now.
Okay. Good. Did you have something you wanted to share with us about being thankful?
Yes, ma'am. I do. I want to say that I am very thankful that despite what's happening and what's going on this planet right now, is that I see a returning back to the beginning. That's what I do see. I see a returning back to the beginning. We got so many young males out here killing each other. We got so many rappers out here killing each other. We got so many men out here killing each other. Young boys, you know what I'm saying, committing drive-bys, killing innocent young women and children. And then when you look at reality as a whole, I am so very thankful that God has placed strong women on this planet. And I just want to say to you all, continue to keep doing your thing and continue to keep rising and continue to keep shining, because a lot of people don't know this. Even before the fall of our great empire, which stretched all the way from North Africa all the way to Americas, you see what I'm saying? We revered our women, and a lot of our women in the ancient days stood proud on the throne and took charge and took lead. And today the outcome of what I'm seeing today is a lot of our brothers can't even get along with each other. Some of those organizations that you was talking about that you sought out to work with but didn't want to work with you, somewhere, somehow in that vicinity of a spirit that is evil, jealousy, came into the mix, you see, and didn't allow things to happen the way that it should have happened. But I do want to say this because we don't give enough credit to our women.
Thank
I want
you,
to
sir.
Say
we
to
appreciate
you,
that.
Keep holding it down, because you keep holding it down. I'm telling you, I understand, you know what I'm saying, you write posts and we see posts, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook where, you know what I'm saying, we're trying to send a message out to our young brothers and men and black men, and those posts are saying from women, you know what I'm saying, we love you, black man, stand strong, black man. But ain't it
mm-hmm.
something, though, that it's the black woman that has to tell the black man, we love you?
Yes, sir.
When the
thank
last time you
sir,
seen
for
the post?
On.
When the last time you seen the post that said, "Black woman, we love you"?
Oh, well,
so I just want to
send
that message out today.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and thank you for listening to our show.
Thank you.
Hey, Veronica, you still there?
Yes, ma'am, still here.
Oh,
thank you, my brother,
for
just reaching out and saying that, because that's so important. And to kind of piggyback on what he's saying, we are seeing a lot of things go on in our community, and we are seeing. They just had on news the other day how black women entrepreneurs are just outpacing all other races in terms of entrepreneurship. So I'm very happy that he called in and said that, and that you allowed the call to come through, Francine. So in this season of being thankful, we're just thankful for everybody who listened and who basically understands that the work still must continue. And as black women, we continue to do what we're supposed to do. So kudos to my brother for reaching out tonight.
Yes, absolutely, and we normally we don't open the line very often, but I listen, and I'm glad that I did listen to that interview.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, and we thank you, sir. We appreciate you and calling in from Texas. We really appreciate you, and we wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And so, Veronica, I know that you have some things coming up in the next few weeks. So, if you want to share that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, we have to the point that the brother was saying that we have this event called Crowning Her Queen, where we're really honoring women who are not the ones who are often honored. These are our unsung heroes, and we decided that this year we were going to honor these women. So on December the 5th, if everything holds in place, we're going to have the event. And if the governor kind of, you know, pulls back on the social distancing stuff, we'll do it in March. But we're planning to go ahead and honor these women in the community with the event called Crowning Her Queen. I'm so excited about it because it really is an opportunity for us to showcase women in our communities who tend to not be honored. And to the point that the brother made, it is that it's black women who have been out here from the beginning, holding it down, pushing it forward. And we just want to say to our sisters that we love them and we see them. So I can't wait. Of course, you and I are hand in hand, hip in hip, we're doing that as well. But it's so important that people understand that you got to have somebody that's going to be there, because I know if I just call you and say, "Hey, can you be there?" You're going to do your very best to be wherever that I need you, and the same here. So I'm just looking forward to it, Francine.
Well, great, and I'm so excited about it as well, because we know, again, just like the young man said, we don't always honor our women, and we have to stand and take whatever it is that is put before us, and we still have to stand even when we're tired and we're beat down and we're disgusted and we don't know what to do. We still have to lock arms like we always do and just stand and be there for each other, because our communities depend on us. And we appreciate men like the young man that was on the phones. We appreciate him taking the time to say that, and it really touched my heart, and I just want to thank him for that, because we do see our brothers standing up, and that's important as well, and so we have to acknowledge that too, that we see the ones that are not in the street, who are not killing, who are taking care of their households, who are taking care of their kids, who are homeschooling their kids. We see you, brothers. Don't think for 1 minute we don't, and we really, really appreciate that. Brothers who are working 2 and 3 jobs to take care of their families, we appreciate you as well. And so we're so thankful for that. Absolutely thankful. So, Veronica, can you share more information about how someone can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about what you do in a nonprofit world?
Sure. They want to connect with me by our website. Certainly, they can go to the micrononprofitnetwork.org, or they can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or they can just call me at 757-572-0974. Only serious inquiries, please, so that we can connect from a business standpoint. And helping them to do what they got to do for their businesses or what have you. So, yep, that's how you can connect with me.
Absolutely. And for me, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com or go to the website www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can give me a call at 757-567-6734. And again, if you call, and I don't get your call, please leave a message, because I will not call you back otherwise. We always want to let you know, again, how much we really appreciate you and those who listen to the broadcast, how important it is to Veronica and I. And so, Veronica, we have about 3 more minutes before the end of the show. Is there anything that you would like to say to the listening audience? Because we will not be on next week because it's Thanksgiving. Take it away, my friend.
Just want to say to everybody, just keep on holding on. And then in this time or this year, why don't we just show love, regardless of your political party, church affiliation, mosque, wherever that you go, your spiritual I can't think of whatever that your spiritual orientation is, do something good and stand on the side of love and light, because I think that we need that in this hour right now, that there is so much division in the world. Why don't we all just let our light shine and just stand in love? So that's what I would say, Francine, to everybody that's listening, as we move toward Thanksgiving and then into the Christmas season and then into the new year, because there's something greater coming. Whenever that you have this much craziness in the world, we got to know that something is on the horizon. So that's what I would say, Francine.
Absolutely. And what I would say to anyone listening, be kind. Be kind to yourself first. Then be kind to others. Show that love that you have on the inside, because if we say that we love the Lord but we don't love our sister and our brother, then there's something wrong with that picture. So you have to walk by whatever it is that keeps you going every day. For me, it is my Lord and Savior, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm proud to say that, and I'm truly blessed, and I just thank God for everything that he has done for me and for my family, and I thank him again for my relationship with you, Veronica, as we stand together to hold it down, as we say. So we are coming to the end of another broadcast. We want to thank our listening audience again. So, again, show some love, be kind. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can do so here on the broadcast, or you can follow us on Facebook as well, because we are there. And so everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. Bye-bye.